Proclamation number 0837 of 30th of March, 1939. Bliss in the hereafter, house. Exhortation for this work's progress. In the far distance stands a house in the midst of a beautiful garden. It lies like a cloud, a shimmering breath over the whole surroundings, and this home, which is flooded with light and truly glorious to look at, is ready to receive and awaits its inhabitant. And a deep silence surrounds him, if he is led into the house, a silence which charitably touches the one moving in, who has left the earth with all its burden and torment. See, this is the place where the heart finds its way back to the heart, where love is felt in all its sweetness, where years of separation are forgotten and a new life begins in the harmonious union of loving beings. And if the soul's earthly change has brought it maturity, it will already be received by beings of light upon entering eternity and conveyed to its present abode. And the soul is free and untroubled, and where it stays there is light and love. And what it thought long forgotten awakens to new life, what slumbered deeply in the heart on earth rises to the height in unimagined abundance, and the soul now only lifts true life. It stands in love. And when the hour of liberation from body shackles has come, then the soul is weighted and led over into the eternal kingdom, into the new home, which is the fulfillment of its deepest longing. There are still many steps to take until you stand at the door of the little house. But you shall always see the home before you that you are heading for. For behold, he who awaits you looks full of love towards his bride. He sees you standing in the sunlight, his eyes turned towards heaven. It is his plea in his beseeching that the Father's hand will always guide you. So many friends have arrived who want to help you, for the reception is disturbed today by ignoble spiritual beings who find your perseverance unbearable. They try to make you unenthusiastic and make every effort to keep you away from your spiritual work. But equally the good beings are at your side and strengthen your will for ever a new devotion. And thus your attention should be drawn to the fact that you may only be informed today of the bliss awaiting you in the beyond for a very special reason, that it should spur you on to be ever more diligent in this work, for there must be no stagnation, which is why you will also be given renewed strength to work for the Lord. Don't let yourself be affected in any way, and reject all distractions from you, for spiritual knowledge has to be gathered without fatigue. The reception shall not be interrupted, and many a gap in your knowledge shall be filled with wisdom from above, which the Heavenly Father sends to you in all love. And where your body threatens to become weak, replace this weakness spiritually. Unite with the Divine Savior in heartfelt prayer, and he will give you the healing potion in every physical affliction. If the Savior takes care of your suffering, there is no danger, neither physical nor mental, to fear, yet you have to come to him in prayer, you have to request the strength from him, who is always willing to help the one who trustingly turns to him. And if this faith is firmly rooted in your heart, you will be relieved of all physical suffering and can then work doubly beneficially in the service of the Lord. Amen.